And we're talking about Naparnat and Natlap and all the wonderful things. Okay. Oh, we even spoke about Lifnei Iver. When you hold that smutter and he holds us, you're allowed to. Okay. Rav Huna, yes. Rav Chiya Barash, is up to? Rav Yossi, Chad Bahagis of the Mavra, the Surah, Vachad Bahagis of the Mavra. They were sitting on two sides of the river. Right? Rashi Shoya Hanohar Mafsikon. Okay, Lamar Isolate Dogim, Shaol Bakara, Vacha Bakuta. On one side of the river, someone was eating Dach Shaol Bakara with his cheese dip. Lamar Isolate Tain of Anovim, Besoy Chasuda, Vacha Vle Birek. Okay? So, Tain of Anovim, Rashi, Lo Yosu Lifton, Kaimon Dombra Machasuda, Klaimer Haragilim Lo Machasuda, Tunabrok Mevle Machrem. Right? On fruit, you have to make a bracha on all the meals. It's not about machas and suda. Smell, you have to make a bracha. And stam on dessert, yeah. I feel a vino of secha suda. The chim, they ain't a lift on, ain't a pass by trasa. It's not eating the laugh as a pass. A mail a pass doesn't pass. Oh. So one of them was eating his fish that was olubakara, when it was on a flesh of the plate. And the other guy was eating his. Tain of Anovim, and you make a bracha. Yeah? Maron l'chavre, yasma. Loi das, Rashi says. They were all, each one was calling over an idiot. One told his friend, Ovid Rabba Chochi, that he was eating, that he eats kutach, dag shol bakairo, with flesh kaplay, he eat it with cheese. Maron l'chavre, yasma, Ovid Rabba Chochi. Each one was insulting the other one. Mar Amalei L'chavre, Anokish Mos merely. The reason why I'm eating Dach Shol B'Kara with Kutam, I hold like Shmuel. Shmuel is Matam. Chodesh Rav Shmuel, he hold like Shmuel. Mar Amalei L'chavre, this that I ate the Tainim, Anovim, yeah, B'Sech HaSud, I didn't make a bracha, Krav Chia merely. Tanab Chia, Pas Paiteres, call me Namaychol. V'yayim Paiter, call me Namashkim. He held that past paters, even something that's not bo lafe, it's still a paters. Okay, interesting koach over here. Talking about back. I'm a Chizkiya, Meshum Abai, Hilchasa. Dogim Shol Bakara, Mutlach Makutach. Slain Shechotach with Besakin, Shechotach by Basar, also Leich Makutach. Right? That we saw yesterday. Now the shaila whether Mechalish Rashi Taisus is it talking about that there's shamnunis on the knife? Problem is also the ban. The problem is because we quoted over Charif, it's maflit tam from the knife. Oh, look at Gemara. So he took it. He cut tsunayin with a knife. You can't eat it fleshke knife. You can't eat it with kuta. Mani mili tsunayin. The agav chufi bala. So tonight, this have the svara, the power of Dov HaCharif. Right? Dov HaCharif, Gemara says, is Mavliya. Ava Kishus Gorer Lebe Paske V'Ochel. If you cut Kishus, Hashem's Mesukihi, some type of sweet thing, or at least it's not Charif. So what again, Rashi is going to Shtar side, talking about it's a knife that is a dirty knife, has shamnunis of fleshix on the knife. So then what do you gotta do? So there's no chash that Dov HaCharif has the power to be mavliya the tam into the tznayin itself. So therefore there's nothing you do. You get it out. Hashenkein, if it's something that's sweet, so then you just gar lebe paske lemakim chtach gar mat besaking. You have to like just scrape off the surface of this watermelon, let's just say for argument's sake, in order to get rid of the shamunis that went on it with the cutting. V'achal kutach, then you can eat the watermelon with kutach. Hilchos says Rashi, dogim shal b'kara mutlachim b'kutach. Now more, the nice and time, my bum and I'm mamish. El nice and time, above and nice and time. Right? Nice and tam, bar nice and tam. The tam went into the plate. Now it went from the plate into the fish. Yeah, the stam kaira, mekan chanoisim, mishum and akar shalal. Because a stam of plate is clean. Right? Mishumiyas. You wash your dishes. Aval sak and palm shamnun is kar shalal, bain and nicker. Have a nice time. Abom and amamish. That's again Rashi is telling us the problem of cutting the tznayin because there's the ban on the knife. Void. Oh, void. Mishum chufi bala tfei midogim. Haroyischem. Yeah. So the tznayin because of the harifas, it's balea more. Okay. And now so what? The agav duch zakina pala zakina ubala tznayin. Oh, so this Rashi is a little funny, yeah? Because this Rashi is saying that duchka, this is really like Taisis, because we say duchka sakina, you know, if you learn that we're not talking about a dirty knife, we're talking about a clean knife, and still, that's a rechaysh la'locha. You take our knives are clean, yeah? And still, if you cut snayin, you cut a radish, you cut an onion, we say duchka the sakina. Since there's a cutting the force of the knife, and the Bukharev has the power to be maflit from the knife into the tznayin. So over here, Rashi throws in, Agav duch zakina, here Rashi says, polit zakina, right? Polit sounds like we're talking about, right, that not just the shamunis, it's even maflit from the tam, it's absorbed in the knife. So also in Rashi, at the end, seems to be Chayish of Taisus, that we say Duchko the Sakina even when it's a clean knife. So, now, so again, Kishu's Gar Lebe Paskev Achel. You just take a knife and scrape off the surface, and then you're good, because we're only worried about the surface by when it's something sweet. Kilchi the Lifta Shari. Rashi's Lefes, just turn up. Ain't a charif el masuk. Right, turnip is not a sharp vegetable. You know what turnip is?
Radish.
No, what? A radish. A radish is a radish. Turnip is a turnip. You know, an apple is an apple. A pear is a pear. Right. Okay. Radishes are those little things that are red. Huh? That's radish. Look, the radish is very small. Turnips. It's like round, big things. What? What?
And
it's not. It has a greenish. What?
Yeah, greenish white.
Whatever. Yeah. Like no shaykh is the radish. What? No, it's not. It doesn't have. It's round. Okay, you know it goes. What? Radish is round, not round.
It's like a
chaitmeo. Radishes? No, it has like a shape.
Like a
chaitmeo. Huh? Yeah. Okay, everybody say. Okay, so lift the turnip rasha as a sweet. Amela ain't time shuman nicker bites. Doesn't get absorbed, right? Into the snain, into the lefet. The silka siri. Yeah? Even though. With silka, so in selik in modern day Hebrew is beets, right? So beets of mice is also not. I mean, beets are not harif. Beets are sweet, right? There's beet sugar, yeah. There's cane sugar and there's beet sugar, yeah. I'm learning a lot about different fruits today, huh? Anyways, I don't know unless. Silk in the Gemara doesn't mean selik, because our selik is not the vachar. Anyway, here it's saying that it's also, yeah? The pasach behu, the lifta, shapir dami. Says Rashi, arvan, beis chituchan, chaduch achash alefes, machash al tardin, halefes mevatel tam hasham nunis, menasakim veinach tardin mekablin tam imenu. I guess this is probably only if it's talking about surface, right? Because if you hold that davar charif is maflit the tam of the knife, then I don't know why this would help. In other words, the fact that you're cutting something sweet with it, yeah, it doesn't take out the tam, right? That will just... it'll take off the surface, right? It's not going to... still, when you cut the davar charif, and there's tam in the davar charif, the tam in the knife, the davar charif is mafa, the tam from the knife, then I don't see why that should help. Okay. Fine. Boy min Erev Dimi, Rav Nachman, Mal Lanuche, Kada de Milcha, Gabe Kada de Kimcha. We allow to put a pitcher of salt next to a pitcher of Kimcha, which is Rashi de Kutach. Right? Micha Shin Hashem Yipol Menach Kutach B'melach. So some of the milk dip, you keep it right next to the salt. So it might splash it, and you're gonna use that salt to melech basar, and it'll aser. It'll be basar chalav. Amalei aser. Oh, the chalamai. What about chaimitz? Yeah. So that he says that's shari. Put it keep that next to the what's his name, the kutach. Yeah, ma'ishna. What's the difference? L'chitei chalav kur de milcha. When you, if you eat a kur of melach, I'll tell you. My time a high isi sur bein, a high less sur bein. It says Rashi. L'chalamai derech lo says chaimitz v'seicha tafshil. So Micha Shin Hashem Yip again Hashem Yipol Menakutach B'Chaimitz. You have to eat the metal Tavshel, right? Vinegar you put in dishes, yeah. So Meila, if some milk inadvertently fell into the vinegar, you got a problem. So where's the note? Chetechol Kshetimdeli Alei Kor Shemelach B'Schari Arim Lachatayim Shadaver Hai Kutach Anayv Melach Nira V'Nikir Mifnei Shu Av Lei Bato. So the kutach, if it falls into the salt, you got a problem. Because the kutach is not going to come bottle in the salt, the kutach remains by itself, and you might not realize that you use the salt to salt your meat. Have a kutach, a knife of a chaimitz, less of any. The time and I'm like, oh, kutach, my chaimitz. So may have a little milk, you know, splashes, you're not talking about pouring milk, the little kutach, I mean, it falls into the vinegar, it gets mixed in. Yeah, and it'll be bottle. What? Bottle b'shishim. Right. I guess we're not chayish. The whole chash is not that you're gonna pour. A lot of it's gonna go in. Like you said, it'll splash a little bit. So then we'll say that it's bottle. If you're not be chayish for keeping the kutach next to the vinegar. Look, Maravaita. Who bar guzla the nafal kad the kimcha? So you had a geizel. A bird that fell into the kutach. So Sharia of Chinna Brederava Mipashrunya. So he was matirit. Even though I guess you washed it off, right? Even though so it was cold, right? So man, it wasn't. There was no plitas tam. Ah, the din of Meliach Kiriseach. Yeah. Elijah, who's matter? Elijah must be whoever. Abchinna about Breder of the Ksavar. Oh. Kiyomer Shmuel Meliach Kiriseach. We had the member of Shmuel that Meliach is Kiriseach. So Meliach is Kiriseach. So if this chicken fell into the kutach, so and the kutach is salty, so Chai will say licorisef. So Mele absorbs tam from the chicken, and that will answer the kutach. Yeah, says Mer. No, honey, mili hecha de ain nechem achas molchay. Aval hai kutcha hari nechem achas molchay. Says Rashi. Ain nechem achas molchay. Ain noyach. Le'ochel miroiv melach shabai Hacha shayir madich and oise b'mayim. Kei melichas basar latznia. So in other words, we say melichas said it has to be an awful lot of salt. Hamela, the kutach, is not that salty. Hamela doesn't get that din, then melichas is kerseach. Hamela, there's no problem. This chicken, this bird that fell into the kutach. Says the Gemara, Hani mili chai. Avot sli boy klipa. Okay? So now the question is, this chicken that fell in, right? Okay, so if it's raw, fine, just wash it off. There's no mliach or seyach, so there's no blias over here. The chicken wasn't blaya, there's no passage of tam. Okay? So, great. But if it was roasted, it means it was cooked, then you need klipa. Then we say it's balea or klipa. Yeah? Says Rashi. Klipa, milamayla sub, you have to take off a thin layer, like a thin layer of the chicken. Klipa. We would say it's balea a little bit. Yeah? The isbe pili. Then, kuleos. If it has holes, Rashi says, vutsli. So Rashi learns pili is added on to the tzli. It's cooked and it's roasted, whatever cooked, and it's got cracks. Yeah? So lisagale beklipa. You should belay derech nekavim kule aser. So if there's holes, so then we say, then the whole thing becomes aser, and we say that the milk got in there, the kutach, which is milk, got in there, and you can't get it out. He metavel betavlin again kule aser. Right, Rashi says atavish is mashal imoy. Again, according to Rashi, I don't think we'll should agree with that. But according to Rashi, what's it saying? That again, besides being tzli, it was also spiced. Okay, so what does the spices do? Rashi says atavish is mashal imoy merachin oisoy v'noyach livloya u'kshenof lakutach hoyitz tzame livloya u'bala. Funny lashon of Rashi. Yeah, it was very thirsty. It was eating all the chicken was eating the spices. It was like, thirsty. It's a funny lashon. Yeah, a cooked chicken. Yeah, it was tzomei livloya. That's Rashi's being cute. I don't know. Anyway, kitzer. The point is, the tavlin has the power of softening up the chicken. Hamel again, and the chicken is soft. It's easier for it to be belaya. And l'chayshish that it's belaya, not just the klipa. It was Balea all the way. So that's Meshal and Rishayim. Are we talking about hot sli or even cold sli? Most Rishayim learn that we're talking about Dafka, when we said it's Balek de Klipa, we're talking about it's hot. But if it's cold, then it's not Balek, it's cold. So, because you need heat. You need heat for it to be light. Some of the Shem hold, no, it's even cold. But most of the Shem over here, all the Shem and Sugi all say it's talking about hot. Rashi was not committal. Rashi didn't say anything. Rashi said it's sleep. I was wondering if that's Rashi. Is Rashi taking the stand over here on this? Like, most of the Shem learns it's not going to be hot. Otherwise, it won't be belay. I think the idea of the klipa is, because the machleik is, I think we will see it later, if we say loy gavar or tatoy gavar, and you have chamotech tzaynim, yeah? Chamotech tzaynim. So which one overpowers? Does the top one overpower, or the bottom one? Or tzaynim techam? Which one? So even if you hold that, that tatoy gavar, which means that the bottom, even the top one's hot, the bottom's cold, we don't say that's Mavliya and Asa's everything. But we say, though, that as it's cooling down, it's enough to Mavliya because they clip up. So, anyway, Akpanim, most of the time, too much hot, otherwise not B'lei B'chal. Amar B'nachum V'Shmuel, Kikar, Anu Allah, Kikar Shechatech Olav Basa, Asa L'Ochla, Asa L'Ochla. Yeah? What's the issue? Says Rashi. So you have, Rashi says, we're talking about Ochai Basar, because you're Chaytech Menatzli. Okay? So you have, yeah, you roasted your, you have a steak, you grilled, yeah? And now, you cut it on top of a piece of bread. Os lachle shudam yaitze v'nivla bay. When you cut it, the duchla sakina made the dam. In other words, you're allowed to eat the steak. Yeah. So even though there's blood in the steak, you didn't kasher the steak. Yeah. When meaning you took a steak, raw steak that wasn't kashered, and you kashered it by roasting it. Okay. Now. So even though you're kashmir roasting it, yeah, what's going on, we say, that not all the blood necessarily came out. You're allowed to eat it because the dame varm that didn't come out is mutati. Right? Oh. But if you cut it on top of bread, so the knife, cutting it, duch sakin is going to push out, is going to mafle some of the dam. The dam that's inside. A male is going to go on the bread. Male ass is the bread. Ani mili das mechay. Avaklishta less lamba. Says Rashi. Ani mili. The Rashi goes das mechay. Meaning it's red. Meaning that when you cut the steak on the bread, so now the bread is red. So okay. Sounds like it's blood, yeah. But if it's klishta, if it's just like a pink, you know, it's not like mamish red, then we say that the liquid, the gravy, whatever it is that came out, is not really blood. Okay, so we say no blood came out. Now, yeah, Shmuel shadi leil kalbe. Shmuel gave it to his dog. Gave the bread to the dog. Yeah, Avuna yav leil shamish. He gave it to the shamish. But Gemara, Manushach, what kind of business is that? If you hold that sauce, Ishari, L'chulam Ishari. If it's mutter to eat it, so then why are you giving it to the Shamish? Yeah? I mean, well, why you might as well eat yourself? The Usher, there's Usher to eat, because you hold that and absorb blood, then L'chulam Usher. So what's his business giving it to the Shamish? Gemara Shanavuna, then in that Daite, then Chanami. That's him, he held his mutter, but he himself was an istanis. So, you know, just eat the bread that has like blood stains on it, not kishmak for him. So he gave it to the shamish. Shaila is, what's the point of the story? Yeah? Rashi says, Hai galeach alei mishum the istanis hava, le mishum yisura. So, okay, I guess it's it's saying the fact he gave it to the shamish, okay, shows they held his mutter, not like Shmuel, gave it to the dog to show that it was awesome. Rav achale karile chamar basa. Rav ate it, and I guess jokingly he called it the red that came out. That's the wine of the meat. Okay. All right.